This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who's this?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. What a grand way for an entrance. Or Grande. Way
grande
for an
entrance. Yeah.
Into another hour of conversation, the Friday conversation, which today does not feature Jennifer Horn, but the other members of the DJV staff, Doug and Victoria are here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. The story from the sheriff's office down in Baltimore. Apparently, there's a big problem in the dollar store. It's in one of the Baltimore suburbs. Sheriff's office described a rogue beaver that was found trashing the dumpsters and somehow got into the dollar store and made a mess of the situation. Maybe, but he it shows good taste that beavers don't have a lot of money going into the dollar store, right? Save a lot of money. Is there ever anything in a dollar store that doesn't cost a dollar? Really and truly. I've never been into a dollar store. Probably shouldn't admit that. I don't know why I shouldn't admit it. I just, there's nothing. I mean, what do you do? You
I've
buy
been
cans
once
of
in my
food?
Life.
What do you?
No.
What's See, in the dollar store?
Well, I've only been once in my life, and I walked out because they didn't have anything that I needed. But, there are things that you absolutely should not buy in the dollar store. And like,
don't buy
toothpaste.
Milk there.
Don't buy any food. Yeah, don't buy any food items. And toothpaste, even though it was labeled as Colgate, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, it was all recalled because it was fake Colgate toothpaste made in China, and it was making people sick. Some people died from it. Mm. Like, you know, there are certain things you should pay more than a dollar for.
Yeah, but they have a lot of, I would say, like, party supplies or paper products and stuff that are fine to buy there.
Yeah. All right,
and it's cheaper than, like, Party City or something like that.
Now we know the rest of the story. Speaking of that, a lot of focus this week as I look at the stories that are on the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. This situation with the fires in and around Gatlinburg. 11 people have died this week. Mm. The fire started in the Great Smoky Mountains. They're searching for missing people. 14,000 people have evacuated. Gatlinburg is basically a ghost town. 70 more injured, buildings, hundreds of buildings destroyed. Nobody really knows how the fire got started, but the best guess here is that it was a set. And so what do you do? We were talking about this fellow earlier on who shot the football player because he was angry after some kind of a minor skirmish on the roads. So he kills this football player. What mindset is there that makes it okay to set fire to a forest? What are you that crazy? Are you that angry that you're going to destroy all of this, killing a lot of people, destroying hundreds of homes, ruining the lives of thousands of people? What mind thinks that's okay? Joe McKnight was the player, by the way, got shot.
Yeah.
Oof.
So sad.
All right. Well, let's see. There's a lot of food news this week, and I'm not sure how this fits in. If you're a vegan, by the way, you know there's a difference between a vegan and a vegetarian, Victoria, right?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, a vegan it consumes nothing that comes from an animal. A vegetarian will eat eggs and dairy.
Yeah, and I would say vegetarians don't wear leather products, or vegans don't wear leather products or anything like that.
Well, a conscious vegetarian wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a new 5-pound note that has been put into circulation in England. And the vegans and the veggies are not happy about it because they used animal fat in the note. So there's a petition online calling for a, it's tallow, which is more actually from pigs than it is from cows, but it is what's left over in the rendering process.
It's kind of like organs and stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it's fat that comes from those internal organs.
Mm.
So they're using this substance in the banknotes. And the vegans and vegetarians have a protest going and a petition to stop that from being done. And so far, 150,000 people have signed off on it. It's going to the Bank of England on Monday. Petition reads, the new 5-pound notes contain animal fat in the form of tallow. This is unacceptable to millions of vegans and vegetarians in the UK. We demand that you cease to use animal products in the production of currency. So I'd want to know whether we're doing that with our dollar. I wonder if anybody's ever looked into that. How do we know the paper has to be stringent, but what is the, this is a way to keep it from being, the good side of this is that it keeps the average counterfeiter from being able to easily make a paper note, but, is there
right,
another way of doing it? I guess
their
the
5-pound note, it's plastic.
Yeah.
So it's a bendable, very thin plastic that's waterproof, and it's more durable than paper. So our paper notes probably don't have any animal fat; they're just paper.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reason that they're targeting the 5-pound note, because they just came out with this new system of I don't know. When you were in England, did you use euros, or did you encounter any British notes?
I didn't use any euros, and in fact, I did have some British pounds. But I think I only used them 3 or 4 times because I used a credit card for most of the stuff that I bought.
Right,
over
yeah.
There. I had converted $1,000 into pounds, and I got pretty much, I think there were $30, $40 that I didn't get back when I changed them back over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't, but the answer is no, I didn't notice it.
Yeah. I have a 5-pound note that's just sitting in my drawer that I found last night from the last time I was in England, but it's the old paper kind. So they still have some of the paper ones in circulation, but apparently by next May they're going to be
all plastic.
New plastic note. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you fold that up and put it in your pocket?
It folds. It's a very thin. It almost is like if you take a piece of paper and you put a thin laminate over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it looks like when I saw it online. And they're claiming that one of the reasons they're doing it is because it's more environmentally friendly. And I don't know how they claim that, but they said it's better for the environment.
Well, they can say whatever they want.
The bank. Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of they saying what they want in a moment, how much did the American farmer get for your Thanksgiving meal last week? 14 past the hour with DJV.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock, lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Call 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself. Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour. Okay, so those of you who enjoyed Thanksgiving last week, and I hope that was most of you, if not all of you, you probably gave little thought or no thought, unless you're from the neck of the woods that I am, where I think, because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, that everything surrounds or everything revolves around farmers and the food that we eat and how they do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is probably going to be troublesome information for you as a consumer, if you have any conscience at all. Farmers got about 20% of the food dollar that you spent last week. 20 cents on the dollar. So if you paid, what does the turkey cost, $40? I don't know how much turkey costs. I don't buy them.
But I don't know.
Yeah, but that's right. You went away. So
we
nobody here bought a turkey. I'm guessing that the good ones were in the $40 range, $40, $45.
I would think so, right? Depending on the size, between like $20 to $40, I'd guess.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say it was $40 for argument's sake. $16 went, $8 went to the farmer. Can you imagine raising that turkey? It takes a year to raise a turkey. So right now, farmers are starting again to grow the turkeys that will be available for next Thanksgiving. And let's face it, there are a lot of turkeys now. More and more people are eating turkey because it's better for you. So there are more turkeys in the store, and you can buy them at the farms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But unless you actually buy it from the farmer, and that goes for pretty much everything else, the potatoes that you had, the sweet potatoes, the carrots, the corn, the peas, whatever there was on your table, any of it that came from a farm, unless you bought it directly from the farmer only got 20%. That's his share. And I find that to be, we're so used to cheap food in this country. How many different people are there along the chain? The average person that is a farmer is really getting because of marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, retailing, all of that sort of thing. There are about 15 or 20 things that are tracked by the National Farmers Union, and it's a disgrace, frankly. 19.4 cents. Turkey growers receive 89 cents per pound for something. That's the most that they actually get more than the average. But the wheat farmers got 4 cents for the 12 dinner rolls that were on the table. Four cents, right? Dairy got $1.44 for the $5 gallon of fat-free milk that you bought.
What?
That kind of stuff. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's why
I stopped selling my milk to the producer, because they get all the dough. The farmer doesn't get it. And you all wonder why farmers are going out of business. That's it. Look in the mirror next time you are preparing to go to the store to buy food and think about what you're going to invest in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Continuing with our overview of the top 50 songs for Christmas, this one comes in at number 47, when the Jacksons were mini Jacksons. These are the mini Jackson 5, and Santa Claus is coming to town. How many people enjoy this every year? Crank it up, Karen. Oh, that's a great version. Of good music news around Dolly Parton this week, mostly other than her having a special on NBC and being a part of the lighting. She was very focused on what was going on with the homes near her Dollywood in the Great Smoky Mountains. She's from the Gatlinburg area. Her new My People Fund, providing $1,000 each month to families in the county which has been devastated by the fires there. She shared a video explaining how she wanted to help people to get back on their feet after this disaster. She said, quote, "I've always believed charity begins at home. My home is something very special. That's why I've asked my Dollywood companies to help me establish the My People Fund." So, as a matter of fact, Dollywood was threatened by the fires this week. She said, "We want to provide a hand up to those families who have lost everything. I know it's been a trying time for my people, and this assistance will help get them back on their feet as well." So if you're interested, you go to dollywoodfoundation.org, dollywoodfoundation.org, if you would like to give. Next up, musically, Rihanna in the focus.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days to Friday.
Yesterday or the day before, she and Prince Harry were in Barbados. That's where Rihanna comes from. Rihanna, good day. Rihanna. Rihanna? Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Anyway, they were there to spread some awareness for World AIDS Day as well, because that's a big problem in Barbados. It's a big problem in all those islands down there. So the event, Harry and Rihanna both got tested for HIV to show how easy it is. The Prince went first for his finger prick. He winced a little bit, as you do. I have when I've gotten that treatment. Test was being administered, and then Rihanna looked a little nervous when it was her turn. But it's a quick test.
Well, Harry kind of played a joke on her. He made a really big dramatic face, so she got scared. She thought it was going to really hurt. And then when it didn't, she started teasing him. She said, "You really made me think it was going to be bad."
Not so bad. Well, it's just a good example. These people are very helpful when they step up to the, you know, to the plate like this. It's important to do that.
Pretty
All right, do we have that Pitbull music? Now, this is very important we get this done. Everybody's on the edge of this.
Well, we know how much you love Pitbull.
Pitbull, right, exactly. All right, so Pitbull in the news today. He's introduced a new fragrance. Yeah, this is important. I don't know whether it smells like his B.O. or not. It's called Pitbull Cuba. For both men and women, he's a Cuban by nationality. And he says, quote, "I'm proud to announce our third fragrance." He said this represented much more than a fragrance. "This is my personal favorite, one step closer to freedom, Cuba Libre. I wanted to pay a sensorial tribute to my family heritage. Cuba's warm, sexy, and vibrant, designed for confident individuals who flirt with the unknown."
Sounds good.
Yeah. Pitbull. What's his real name? Do we know what his real name is?
I do not know offhand. I don't know.
Yeah. His real name may be Fidel.
No.
How do you know that?
It's not.
Fidel. All right, so there it is. We've covered a wide gamut of musical news here, folks. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends. And so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down the new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Fertility, the ability to have a baby, can be affected by a variety of factors.
What we actually know is that about 15% or one out of six couples has difficulty getting pregnant.
Dr. Janie Jansen, a fertility and conception specialist at Mayo Clinic, says when couples are having difficulty, doctors look to three common causes.
So we're seeing couples that have difficulty getting pregnant. The three areas that we think about evaluating are, number one, the eggs. So does a woman have a good supply of eggs? Are the eggs of good quality? And the second one is fallopian tubes. This is pretty simple principle. The best sperm and eggs in the world can't get through fallopian tubes that are blocked or damaged. And then since it takes two to tango, the third piece in that puzzle is actually sperm.
If you are having difficulty conceiving, evaluation by a fertility specialist can diagnose the problem and help you explore your fertility treatment options.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now, 34 past the hour on today's DJV Experience, Friday, December the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jen Jen is off today. Kara is working the noise in the studio in Washington. Whenever you hear noise, Kara Schillen is responsible for the noise. Like that, we were just talking about Pitbull. Was that Pitbull on that? What's that song we just
That was Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Sound just like Pitbull. Amazing how that is. I sound like some old codger when I say that, but going back, I remember my father saying the same thing. All the music today sounds the same. It's terrible. Give me Benny Goodman. And so this was during the era of Elvis and the Beatles and all that stuff that we all love. And so now we were talking about this artist Pitbull, and his helping the people down in Cuba where he comes from. What did you say his real name was? Antonio Gonzalez Garcia or something?
Ooh, Armando something.
Okay. Armando something comes from Cuba. So he's all worked up about, and good. I mean, he's happy to have Cuba back in the spotlight. By the way, as an aside, all these people who have been saying that Trump is going to reverse what Obama has done with Cuba, no, he's not. Because he's a free trader. He wants to have all things open up. I don't know where this stuff... He may have said something.
He did. He's... Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? He says stuff, and it's in one ear and out the other. It is...
I love...
Really, I mean, everybody... I was talking about this character.
He's the only person on the planet that is allowed. But I mean, he has the allowance from people to say things, and then people just go, oh, no, he doesn't mean it.
Well, I mean, how many things...
No one else gets that kind of allowance.
I say things a lot in jest just because I want to see what people's reactions are. That's what I do here oftentimes. Sometimes the stuff, most of the time you know when I'm tongue-in-cheek. Sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes people listening can't tell. Sometimes
I
ought not to be saying things that are tongue-in-cheek, but I do because I want to get a reaction. I want to see what people are going to say or think about it. That's my job here, to get people to think.
That's
about
your job
what
here
we saying.
As a talk show host.
Yes.
Though. That's
right.
Not.
Well, he was an entertainer. He's a reality television star, for God's sakes, amongst other things. I'm so beyond or just done with people who want to parse every word that he says. Put yourself in that position. Oh, you're not the president. Well, he's a human being. Subject to, and I'm not apologizing for him by any stretch of the imagination, because I think some of the things he said were ludicrous and stupid and offensive.
Yeah.
But beyond that, we all say stupid, ludicrous, offensive things, and you can say, well, but you're not going to be president. No, but I think there's a certain amount of, we do expect, and I think we deserve and ought to have, not a regal sense that goes with it, but a sort of buttoned-up sense. Ronald Reagan was really buttoned up. I think that George Bush, the father, was somewhat buttoned up. And then it's gotten a little more lax since then with being buttoned up. But I do think that you got to give him a little bit of a break. So why were Pitbull has a fun going. Why did we talk about Pitbull?
The fragrance.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he's got a new fragrance.
Yes.
That's right, too. He has a fragrance line. So the question was asked whether or not he supports dog rescue, especially pit bulls, because he is named Pit Bull. And why did he use that moniker to begin with? Does he have pit bulls, or he wanted to represent pit bulls? Supposed to be tough, but
I don't know. I just
loyal.
Looked it up, and there was some rumor that he picked that name because of his love of dog fighting, but I don't actually think that's true.
That's not the case.
No.
All right, moving along into names in the news, and perhaps in this circumstance, sports names. The Hulkster has returned, in a manner of speaking. Hulk Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea. I'd like to be a big-time wrestler, and your name is Terry.
Yeah.
Probably. Now, am I going to walk up to him and say, hey, Hulk, your name is Sissified. Yeah, what do you think he's going to do? Maybe have a little fun with me under the circumstances. Anyway.
He might have a little fun bashing your head into something.
His daughter has gotten into trouble for saying that the WWE is trying to get him back for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Does TMZ? I've never seen TMZ when I get off the plane at LAX. Never seen.
They
all over the place.
You?
Though. Never have interviewed
you?
Me. They don't even know who I am, which is pretty outrageous. Anyway. TMZ at LAX talking to Brooke Hogan, Hulk's daughter, and asked her why she suggested that Vince McMahon was reaching out to the Hulkster. She stayed true to her comments, saying that her father has been contacted. And then she said, how can I say this in a way that won't get me into trouble? My dad is capable of anything. Now, can you imagine Hulk Hogan returning to WrestleMania?
It would be
How
amazing.
Would that be? It was like The Rock.
Yeah.
Going to WrestleMania, right?
And they constantly try to get The Rock to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because he's so popular.
But does that hurt his image anymore? Does he not need to do that?
No, I think he's just so affable. He could do anything, and people love him even more for it.
Yeah, right. He is very affable. That's for sure. Other
so
names
is Hulk
in the
Hogan.
News. Say again?
So is Hulk Hogan. I mean, if he shows up at WrestleMania, that's just going to be huge for the fans. And I'm sure WWE wants it, because that would be a huge rating spike, too.
Yep. Howard Schultz, Starbucks CEO, says he's going to quit again next year.
The guy loves to
again.
Quit.
Well, he's quit. He quit when the stock was going up like a rocket, and then when it went down just as fast, he went back in and took over the company again. And now he says things are all set, so he's going to be the executive chairman and take it easy. He's done quite a good job. You know, say what you will about him, but Starbucks is a name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, that brand is something that really means something.
Yeah.
Come up with a brand. Yeah, there are very few brands that I can think of, right off the top of my head, that are that iconoclastic. And when you hear the name, you know exactly what we're talking about. It's kind of like McDonald's,
right.
I guess, that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
When you hear Nordstrom's, you really know what they stand for?
Yeah.
But people know what McDonald's and Starbucks, maybe they're more food-oriented names.
Right.
By the way, speaking of McDonald's, the fellow who created the Big Mac died this week. Jim Delegate, 98 years old. I'm guessing he didn't eat too many of his Big Macs.
I'm guessing that, too.
He opened a franchise in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh. He invented the burger there, two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Is that how the ad goes? That's pretty much it, right?
There, I know what you mean. There's that old commercial, right?
Yeah,
where they made it into a song or something?
Yeah. Right. So he went to Kroc, who was running McDonald's, and at first Kroc said, nah, I don't want it. This is not a good idea. And then he saw how well Mr. Delegate did with it, because he decided to use it in his own McDonald's, and it did fabulously well. So that's the added it. The Big Mac. Where would McDonald's be without the Big Mac? Think about
it. It's incredible.
Isn't that what they're known for?
Yes.
I hope this guy got a piece of it.
Yeah.
He owned
47
of their stores.
Yeah, so I don't know. That is interesting. Can you trademark a sandwich?
No, you can trademark anything.
But you're right. I wonder, he probably didn't get anything extra for that, for inventing that for the Big Mac. But yeah, I mean, that's the most synonymous thing with McDonald's. I mean, globally, you can just say, what do you think of when you think of McDonald's? I mean, it's the Big Mac. Yeah.
All I can think of now, I'm thinking about these other slogans. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us.
Is that real?
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but
I don't remember what it's for.
What? Special orders don't upset us?
Yeah, is that for McDonald's?
Burger King.
Yeah,
it was a Burger King. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. Because you can't get what you can't have a special order for a McDonald's burger, can you? Can you tell them to?
I think you probably can.
Can you?
I don't know if you should check the bag before you drive away, because I don't know if it's going to be correct. You can make a request.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, McDonald's had a veggie burger for a while that was really delicious. And
you know, Burger King has a veggie burger now.
Is it good?
I'm told it's quite good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted every once in a while when there's nobody looking to stop at a Burger King so they can find a
no
veggie
one's
burger.
Looking.
Yeah, well, they're all
cloak and dagger on the way to Burger King.
Well, we drive to Florida next week. Maybe we'll stop at a Burger King and see if they're veggie, or if nobody's going to report on it. How about that?
Why don't you call us and let us know how it went?
All right, 44 past the hour. Television news next here.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, just $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/1 through 12/5. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dear Ulta Beauty,
we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks.
We'll take Velvet and Shine.
And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty, joy to the girl.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get some television news here. The Critics' Choice Award, earlier than it usually has been, December 11th, and Game of Thrones, Outlander, among the TV series that are being celebrated. Let's see here. As far as, there are a lot of movies and television shows, I think, on the Critics' Choice Award. Is that not correct?
Yes, that's true.
So there are they sort of all jumbled together? Best actor, actress, best picture is for movies, obviously. But do the actor and actresses categories sort of spill over into TV?
They do. Well, they separate everything between TV and movies, but they have the same categories for everybody. So, yeah. So, I mean, Game of Thrones, I think as far as TV goes, I think it tends to just sort of be the same old, same old. Everybody, all the critics love Modern Family still for comedies. You know, everybody still loves. I don't see a lot of love going to shows like Madam Secretary, which I know you love.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like it. Designated Survivor.
Which is great.
We watched last night from the night before. The storyline continues to be more compelling. It, for me, feels more like 24 all the time, frankly. There's something to it that just that I want to make sure I don't miss an episode, which is not I feel the same way about Madam Secretary. And those are the only two shows that we really watch every week, or we want to make sure we see them. But there are other good shows. Blue Bloods is a good show. I like that one a lot. I don't watch
it. And that's another one that doesn't tend to get a lot of critics'
No, but just
attention.
As long as ratings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are others. Every once in a while I see NCIS. I happen to like NCIS Los Angeles better than the regular NCIS.
Is that the one with LL Cool J?
Yeah. I find him and his chemistry with Chris O'Donnell to be really good. I find it, the stories are better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 before the hour here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The hour. Yeah, want to travel? Want to go as I was waiting for. All right. So we have Pauline Frommer with us, who is from Frommers.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. One of the things we're going to talk about are cruises and what's going on the cruise ships, where the deals are, and a story about Princess Cruises and what has befallen them this week. That's coming right up here.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, 55 past the hour here. We're focused on travel ideas that you can come up with. A good Christmas present would be to give yourself and maybe somebody you love a nice trip someplace. The folks at Princess Cruises, probably going to do a little promotion after this one, Pauline. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com is here. They're going to pay a $40 million fine because they're big polluters. We all know that these cruise lines dump all kinds of garbage into the ocean. As a matter of fact, I don't know whether it was here or in another venue. I was talking about this last week, there's so much plastic dumped in the ocean, like a truckload a second. And the fish are beginning to, when you catch them, there's now residue of plastic in fish. So one wonders how much this functions as a deterrent to people wanting to take a Caribbean cruise.
Well, I don't think it acts as much of a deterrent. I mean, there's supposedly an island of plastic floating. It's the size of the island of Manhattan in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So this has long been a problem. And to be fair to Princess, it's not the only one that's been hit with these fines. That being said, from the consumer point of view, cruises after camping are probably the best value vacation out there. They're very inexpensive, partially because not only are they not disposing of their waste properly, but they don't pay their people very well. So one of the hidden things about cruises are you pay one price and then you get on board and you find out, oops, there is a semi-mandatory $15 a day tip that I'm going to have to give. Not that you don't want to give it because these people work very hard, but it should be part of the price. It shouldn't be this surprise that happens when you get on board, I think.
Well, under the circumstances, and I'm glad you brought that up because I do think that there are a lot of problems that ought to be addressed, but whether they affect if you're going to go, there's a certain, let me make a statement and see if you agree. There's a certain clientele that goes on cruises, and I don't mean that to be pejorative, but do you find that the people who are taking these cruises on these huge cruise ships are of a different, there's a good cross section of Americana on them, or is it just one segment of our society that's taking these cruises?
Well, there's as many different types of cruises as there are as Americans. You could take a National Geographic cruise, which would take you to the Arctic, and you'd spend all day hiking and doing really adventurous stuff, or you could take a Carnival cruise to the Caribbean and spend all day in hairy chest contests and, you know, guzzling beer. So, you know, it really depends on the cruise you choose.
Mm-hmm. The hairy chest contest?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hairy back contest, a belly flop contest, how many ping pong balls you can get into your bathing suit. These are all standard on certain lines.
All right. I've had a rude awakening this week. I'm doing a lot of traveling. I'm going next week down to Florida, then I'm going to Israel, and then I'm going back to Florida, and I'm going to the West Coast. And I'm getting I just made my travel arrangements, and I have to fly the day after New Year's. Whoa!
Well, that won't be too bad. You mean New Year's Eve? So
New Year's
Day itself?
No. January 2nd, the prices are
nuts. Oh, that's going to be ugly.
Oh, ugly is not the word for it. I don't know how to get around it because there's probably no way to get around it except go on Tuesday if you can instead of Monday, right? But you,
take some relaxants.
That's a good idea, too. All right. Thank you, Pauline. Pauline Frommer, Frommers.com, home of the...
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.